Welcome to eBooks for Fashion podcast, the fashion marketing podcast that will help you to start or to grow your fashion business today. Want to learn more? Visit our website ebooksforfashion.com where you will find lots of free resources for your fashion business. Thanks for listening. Hello, my dear fashionistas, and happy Saturday. So today I want to just give you some tip, a very small tip, about one topic that I know that most of you love, because it's all about selling wholesale to stores and buyers. And so I wanted to share other tips and tricks today, but very short, because I think they can be very helpful for you. And so if you are selling wholesale, if you are selling to stores, if you have a fashion collection, you are a fashion designer or shoe designer or jewelry designer, and you are dealing with many stores. Hello everybody. So maybe you are having some difficulties because you are new, you are a new brand, and many stores today are very they don't like to buy from new designers because they don't know if they can work with them. Maybe they don't know if you are delivering your goods, your merchandise in the right time to their stores. Maybe they don't know your quality. So many stores today have many concerns about purchasing from new designers. So one important tip that I feel that I can give you, and in my experience really worked very well, is if you can create some samples and you can just ask them to purchase a few samples of your fashion collections. Maybe you can create special items that you can sell as a sample, so you can offer them maybe a special discount from the retail price. So in this way they can try to test, they can test your products and see if they are a good fit for their stores. So for example, think if you are creating a women's wear collection, maybe you can have some samples of a few clothes, a few jumpers, t-shirts, any kind according to your style, and you can sell them with a retail price but with a discount, and you can sell as a samples. So a special, maybe you can create a special package of samples that you can offer to stores so they can try to test, they can try your products before making a big order or a large order or something that is more that of course a wholesale order with the wholesale price. So maybe you can try to create some special package. So in this way they can test your delivery, they can test your goods, they can, hello everybody, they can test if it's a good fit, your brand is a good fit for their store. So you give a chance to them to try your brand, to try your products, and to start to trust you. Because the most important thing for new designers is to build trust. Build trust with new potential stores. And this is the same actually for fashion service business as well. So if you are image consultant as well, this is important thing to do, to build trust anyway with your customer. It's always about trust. So it's more difficult for fashion product businesses because you are creating physical products. But what you can do is to try to offer them a way to test what you are offering, and so they can start to understand more about your products, more what you want to what are your collections, and see if your collection are the right fit for their stores. Another tip that I feel that I it's very important that I can give you is to ask them if you can create a pop-up store inside their stores. So what you will do, you will rent a part of their store, maybe very very small part, maybe just a few shelves where you, or hangers where you can present your collection there, and then see if their customers are your right customers. And in this way the store can start to trust you, to start to understand if your products are good for them. So it's very, very, today the market is not easy. So the one thing that I feel you should do is to really try to build as much as a bigger, as more relationship as possible with the stores. So you try to create something for them. It's not a wonderful time for the economy, so, and especially for multi-brand stores, but if you have a really good product and you want really to build a relationship with potential stores, start with creating some samples where they can, so with the samples they can start to try your products, and then also try to maybe have a pop-up store inside their stores. So I think these two tips can be a good start to build a relationship with potential stores. So if you want to learn more, just go to the first story and swipe up. You will find more information in a guide that I've created about selling wholesale. This is a very important topic. I have every day, I receive very many requests about this topic, because I know that it's not easy for small designers to enter, to start to create relationship with stores. So that's why I've created this guide where you can, this ebook where you can find many ideas how to build a relationship with stores, how to sell wholesale. So I really think that you should, I'm really telling you because I feel that in my heart, that I know I've been there. When I started, I didn't know how to contact stores. Actually, when I started at the beginning in 2006, I was going myself to every stores in my area and I started to talk to them, but now it's a lot different. So my tips are to try to create a relationship and go and try to listen to the stores that you want to work with. So maybe create samples, maybe create a pop-up store inside. But there are many other ways that you can build a relationship. So if you want to learn more, just go to the story and you will find the link to the guide I've created. But if you have any question, if you want to ask me anything that it's very, very important for you, you want to ask me something special, just send me a direct message, because I would love to give you more information. So I hope these tips are helpful, and so I will do other lives about this topic and many other topics for fashion products businesses or fashion service businesses. But if you have any other question that you want to ask me, just send me a message. Thank you for watching and talk to you very, very soon. Bye for now.